You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. We are talking about one of my favorite things, and that's how to get out of debt. So let me tell y'all, bring something to take notes with. Bring something that you can write these things down. I don't know if you're going to be writing it down in your phone, the notes on your iPhone, whatever, but you are definitely going to want to grab all the gems that's going to be dropped in this particular episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. So let me tell y'all that probably like most of you guys, I grew up like not really understanding financial literacy the way that I should have. I understood it a little bit. And, you know, I didn't grow up in a way that's like, dang, nobody ever said nothing to me about finances. Nobody never said nothing to me, you know, about how to invest or how to do this. But it was like having a thorough understanding of it that I did not really understand. And so when I got to college and I didn't have a lot of money in college, it was very easy for me to fall into, you know, credit card debt. I remember, you know, walking around campus, and they used to have these flyers all around the campus that would say things like, come and apply for this credit card and get free pizza. You know, come and apply for this credit card and get free movie tickets to go and see such and such. And, you know, when you're a college student that doesn't necessarily have a lot of money, free pizza is like almost like the pizza party in the second grade, you know, to a college student. I'ma apply and we gonna turn up and I ain't gonna worry about the interest rate, right? So my very first credit card, I had a $500 balance on it. I'm sorry, $500 limit on it. And probably within 30 days, I had maxed out the card. And I remember thinking to myself, well, it's okay because the minimum payment is only $15. I know that I can make this minimum payment. I know that I'll be fine with this minimum payment. But again, I didn't understand how interest worked. So as I'm making this minimum payment every single month, I'm not really understanding why I'm making this $15 payment, but my balance is not going down. In fact, some months my balance actually seems like it's going up. Like, what is actually happening? Like, what's transpiring, you know, with this? And so I quickly realized I have fallen into the trap. And, you know, I want to be careful with how we talk about this because all debt is not bad debt. I think that this is something that I want to be very clear on and get people to understand. But when you have a credit card and you don't have a job and the interest rate on your credit card is 25-27%, this is bad debt. Absolutely bad debt, especially when you're spending on it frivolously and just buying random things and not, you know, spending on it in case of like an emergency or, you know, anything like that. So I didn't really understand it. And so it was very easy for me when I got my second credit card to basically continue to, you know, repeat the cycle. So when I got out of college and checked my credit score, I remember my credit score was all the way down to like a 580. So now I'm like, okay, I need to figure something out. I got to start to, you know, pay down this credit card debt. I need to figure out, you know, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to basically get my credit score back in a great place. And even at 22 years old and being a college graduate, I still had never necessarily went to a class about financial literacy. I still really didn't understand financial wellness. And, you know, this is why God is so good with how he'll put you in certain situations that he knows that you need. So when I had my very first 9-to-5, this is why you'll never hear me say I wasted my time being at a 9-to-5 for 18 months. When I had my very first 9-to-5, you guys, I worked at a housing agency. I was responsible for handling all of the marketing at the housing agency, but I worked at the housing agency, and basically, in order to get a house, you need to have your credit in order. You need to have your finances in order. You need to budget and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I was literally working alongside people that were teaching classes on financial literacy, but what we called it at my old job was financial fitness. So they had this class called financial fitness. And of course, as the marketer in the company, I had to market this class. So I had to sit in on a couple of the classes, understand what, you know, they were talking about, what financial literacy actually was, so that I could market it. And it was awesome because it gave me firsthand insight from experts on how to actually pay down my debt and get my credit together and all these other things, right? So I'm going to give you guys some tips that I got from this financial literacy class, and also some tips that I continuously stand on to this day. So tip number one is that you first want to take inventory of all your debt. You want to write down what all you owe, like who are the creditors that you owe, what is the balance that you owe each creditor, what is the interest rate, you know, on the balance. Like, you want to take an inventory of every single thing. And this is important because oftentimes I meet people and they say things like, oh, I want to get out of debt, I want to do this, and I'm praying that God would clear my debt. And then you ask them, well, how much debt do you owe? What's the amount on your debt that you owe? And guess what they say? I don't know. I think it's around. No, I need an exact number. When I go to God, I like to be very specific. You know, when I'm talking to other people about stuff, I like to be very specific because you never know how God wants to bless you. So for me, it is extremely important to know what that exact number is in terms of the debt that I owe, right? So you want to be well aware of what this exact number is so that you can pray to God and ask him to specifically clear this number and give you a strategy for how to basically get rid of this debt that you are in, right? So that's the first thing that you want to do. The second thing that you want to do is you want to look over your inventory of all the debt that you owe, all the interest rates, and you want to pick out the one that's going to be the easiest for you to pay off. The one that's going to be easier for you to pay off is typically going to be the one that has like the lower balance, probably the one that has like, you know, the lower interest rate. That's going to be the one that you can pay off the quickest. And if that is an amount that you are like, you have it comfortably, you know, to be able to pay that off in full, I would still recommend paying it off over time just because it's like a little, it's better for your credit. But instead of doing a minimum payment, I would go well over the minimum payment. So like, let's say if your balance owed on this card is like $300 something or something like that, then instead of paying your regular minimum payment of like $12 or $15, I would recommend paying $75, you know, and then you'll get it paid off over the course of like 4 or 5 months. So that credit wise, it still looks great because you're paying off, you know, your balance basically over time. And I probably, instead of paying it completely off, I probably would get it down to like at least under like the 5% mark, but keep like a very low balance just so that, again, it looks good, you know, on your credit report basically. So that is the second thing that you want to do, is you want to pick out that lowest one. You want to pick out that lowest balance that's going to be the one that you can pay off the easiest.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then the next thing that you want to do is you want to identify the highest balance. You want to identify the one that just seems like it is just eating you alive. The one that just seems like you are never going to get out of this. You are never going to overcome, you know, this particular debt. So you want to look at that one and you want to see how much that one is. And then when you see how much that one is, you want to start doing some hard thinking right now. Let's say that that one is $10,000. What's a side hustle that you can start to make $10,000 to pay off your highest balance of debt in a year? What is a service you could add into your business model? What's a product that you can add? And then you have to be disciplined, and the money from this particular line item on your debt list solely has to go to that particular debt. Okay. Like I'm talking about, you ain't gonna have no months where you'd be like, you know what? Let me just go to Tulum with this money. Let me just go on a purse right quick. No. So you gotta be disciplined, y'all. You cannot be out here like, dang, you know, this money is coming in from this product. Let me go to Tulum real quick. Let me go to Paris right quick. No, all the money that is coming in from that particular service that you've added, that product that you added, coming in from this additional side hustle, whether it be Turo, whether it be, you know, something else, like whatever the case may be, like you want to make sure that all of that money is going to that particular part of your debt, okay? You want to make sure that you do that. And then step number four to get your debt paid off, you want to cite the scriptures that back up getting debt paid off. Think about Philippians 4:19, where God tells us how he will supply all of our needs. There's also another scripture, I cannot think off the top of my head where the scripture is at in the Bible, but it talks about the importance of paying what you owe. And you know, that's something that I always say, like, God didn't told me in the Bible that we're supposed to pay what we owe. So I know he's going to always make a way for me to pay off my debt, you know, whether it be that he supernaturally clears it, whether it be that he gives me the money to pay it off in one payment. You know, I don't know how God is going to do this, but I just know that he's a God that can clear out debt, and I stand by it. And it's important to stand on these scriptures, because when you are in debt, especially if you have a lot of debt, it's very easy for the enemy to try to make you feel like you are never going to get out of this. It's very easy for the enemy to try to make you feel like you know, this is constantly going to overtake you. This is constantly going to be one of your shortcomings. This is constantly going to be something that's going to follow you every single place that you go. But the devil is a liar, and you have to call him out and address him as the liar that he is. Okay. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. And then step number five, you want to make sure that you've looked into all of your options with your debt to try to get it down as low as possible. Try to negotiate as much as you can. I did not know this until me and my husband got married, but I remember, you know, we started talking about all the different debt that we had and everything that we had to do financially and, you know, all that good stuff. And he said to me, he's like, you know, the people from my student loans called me and asked me, did I want to clear out my debt with this one payment of, you know, XYZ dollars. And I didn't even know that that was possible. And a lot of people don't know that that's possible. So you might feel like, dang, I got, you know, $40,000 in student loan debt and, you know, oh my goodness. But what if they let you clear that out if you agree to just do $10,000? You never know until you ask. You know, ask and you shall receive. That's what the scripture says, okay? So ask your creditors where you have room to negotiate. There are also other options like debt consolidation, if that's something that works for you. Consolidating everything into just one line item so that you're not paying like all this additional interest and, you know, things like that. It's very, very, very important that you understand all of your options when it comes to your debt. Another thing with paying off your debt is that you can be afraid to make certain sacrifices. You know, I remember when I wanted to leave my job, I knew that I wanted to leave my 9-to-5. And so for me, I wanted to pay down my credit card debt. I wanted to save money. It was all these things that I wanted to do. And the very first thing that I did was I looked over my bank statements and I wanted to identify where I was wasting money, because it's easy to think, dang, I could pay this off at the end of this year if I just put an extra $500 towards my bill. But then what ends up happening is you constantly tell yourself that you don't have an extra $500, but you don't realize that $750 a month is going towards DoorDash and Uber Eats and Uber and Lyft rides and, you know, all these other things, right? So when I looked over my bank statements, I realized I was spending so much money eating out. Even on my little salary, y'all, I was spending between $600 and $800 a month eating out. So what I did was I took that $300 out of that $800 and I started putting that towards my credit card debt. Instead of making these little measly $15 and $30 minimum payments, I started getting real about the amount of money that I was going to put onto paying my debt, basically. So I was putting that $300 into my paying down my debt, and then I was putting $500 every month into my savings account. Now, if I knew better, like back then, I would have put it into an investment account that would generate interest versus, you know, a savings account that ain't giving me no interest. But this is what I did at the time. And literally within about 6 or 7 months, I had all of my debt paid off except probably like a couple hundred dollars of it. And I had saved like 4 months, I think, of like expenses, my bills. I didn't have a lot of bills at the time, but I had saved like 4 months of like expenses before I had left my job. And it really started from identifying where am I wasting money so that I can utilize it and put it towards things that actually matter. So those are some tips on paying down your debt. You guys, click on the link in the show notes and I'm going to have another resource for you all with just more tips about how you can supernaturally pay down your debt. I hope that y'all enjoyed this podcast. Do not forget to subscribe, and I will see y'all in the next podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.